B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 22-year-old South Carolina woman who ripped out her own eyeballs and smashed them in her hands is learning to live without sight and without crystal meth now. Kaylee,
crystal meth figures into this.
Now, Kaylee Murthart has a new set of prosthetic eyes and is ready to start anew. She said, "I was so excited to get them."
Are they good or are they just googly eyes?
I haven't seen them yet. Yeah, they're like gritty. Murthart, whose mishap occurred in February 2018. You know, remember the mishap when she ripped her own eyeballs out?
I mean, stop and think about that. She ripped her own eyeballs out.
But she wants prosthetic eyeballs to help her appear more normal to others. Her boyfriend, Alex, took his resilient girlfriend to Applebee's to celebrate their August 5th surgery. The two have reportedly
We're
known each
Lebec
other
Finn.
For 5 years. They had their first date. At Applebee's, so that's why they were going there.
We're at a very expensive French restaurant, honey.
Really? Muthart still can't see, but said that she applied her own makeup for the big date. Muthart is learning to read Braille and plans to get her high school diploma. She has reportedly learned how to cook and clean. She plans to get a guide dog, whom she reportedly believes she'll be able to look after, too.
We assume she's caked meth in the process, correct?
Yes, she blamed the delusion that led to her blindness on hallucinations caused by a bad batch of methamphetamine. She thought, "I thought I had to take my eyes out to survive and save the world."
Oh, my God.
So that's what had happened to her. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Here's a story out of Memphis, Tennessee. A 13-year-old boy who crashed into five people while driving on his grandmother's lap said his grandmother was giving him driving lessons at the time. He said, "I didn't want to, but I ain't had no choice. So she just told me to sit on her lap, and I did."
Shut up and sit on my lap.
This is according to 13-year-old Joseph.
And teach you how to drive.
His grandmother, Ernestine Holman, who's 58, faces a number of charges in connection with the crash, including DUI, child endangerment.
Wait, she's only 58?
Yep. Police said that her car was speeding when it hit five pedestrians.
All right, don't do that.
Joseph said, "I ain't know what to do. I pushed the brake, but she pushed the gas pedal and went straight ahead and started crashing into those folks."
"You're driving me to Phoenix!"
Tadarius Allman said that he managed to get out of the way just in time to avoid being hit himself, but he saw the car run over his friends, and he said, "Just oomph, you know?
Oomph."
She just, like, ran them folks totally over, like, didn't stop.
And then this little 13-year-old fella, he gets out of their vehicle and goes running over to his wife.
After crashing, Joseph said he managed to scramble out of a window and flag down help. Joseph said, "I looked to see if someone was hurt. I seen like three or four or five people on the ground," he said. Many of the victims suffered broken bones and head injuries, friends and relatives had said. And the mother of one victim said that her son was in surgery Wednesday afternoon for a broken leg. Joseph said, "When I got out, folks just started hollering at me, talking about, 'What'd you do? What'd you do?'" They asked Joseph's mother, Jennifer Holman, why she allowed her son to take driving lessons from his grandmother, considering he's only 13 years old. And police said Holman's license had been suspended for 5 years. And she responded by saying, "I don't know." Joseph said the experience.
So they thought this through.
Has put him off driving. He said, "I ain't want to drive no more." These are direct quotes, by the way.
He ain't want to.
No. Holman's mother's first court appearance, or Holman's first court appearance, is scheduled for Thursday morning.
It's a reality.
What'd you do?
Cleveland police are investigating after a man and his parachute were found hanging from a downtown parking garage. Police were called at 2 a.m. for a man hanging 40 feet in the air. Officials said,
"I misjudged."
They said the man's parachute was stuck on the parking garage. Firefighters rescued the man from the side of the building. Wait till you hear the story, though. The 34-year-old man told police that he jumped from a plane with four other friends who reportedly landed safely in the park. He said when he deployed his parachute, he broke several cords, causing him not to be able to make left turns. The man said that he was supposed to land in a grassy area. The man told police he's a Marine Corps veteran and considers himself to be a thrill seeker to fill the void. He was transported to hospital with a broken right leg, which he injured when striking the parking garage. The man told police the plane he jumped out of had belonged to Cleveland Skydiving Center, and it was his fifth jump of the day. However, the company said the man was not listed on any of the flight manifests over the weekend and had no flights into the city at all. Cleveland Skydiving Center.
So what the hell happened?
Said that while it does sometimes fly into the city for demonstrations or events, the company has to file extensive records with the Federal Aviation Administration to do so. The owner of the company said that he that she wishes the man a speedy recovery, but reiterated that he, quote, did not jump from an airplane operated by my business.
So when I heard this story, I wondered if this guy was a base jumper.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that. I was wondering the same thing, but does Cleveland have buildings that are tall enough to base jump off?
I'm not familiar.
I have no idea. All right. A guy named Shin Tae-il, known as the infamous Angry Korean Gamer, set his crotch area on fire as a penalty for losing a, quote, Fall Guys game following suggestions of his viewers.
Man, they take that stuff seriously.
The deal was for him to set his private parts on fire for 5 seconds if he did not come in first place for a particular round.
Why make that kind of bet?
So he did. Well, because he felt that he was a badass. At around the 3-hour-and-15-minute mark of the said live stream, viewers saw the gamer strip down to only his white shorts, pour lighter fluid all over his privates. On his first attempt, the gamer set the lighter fluid on fire, causing him to scream and jump in pain. Unfortunately, the whole ordeal lasted for only around 3 seconds, which fell a little short of the imposed penalty. Tae-il then began pouring more lighter fluid on his crotch.
Oh, no.
And he reset his timer to properly accept the penalty on his second try, which was also the last. The gamer again fell short of the required 5 seconds, but for completely understandable reasons. Viewers saw Tae-il scream in pain once again after his crotch area was enveloped by a relatively larger fire, which also burned some of the hairs on his stomach. He was visibly
in stomach
agony, spent quite some time sitting on the floor off camera. After fulfilling his viewers' request, he then sat down on his chair while holding to his body what appeared to be a cold compress before he ended the live stream. A lot of his viewers, of course, were shocked that the YouTuber actually did this dangerous dare. Some, however, reportedly impressed. But he ended up going to the hospital, and he said he suffered from second-degree burns.
Was it directly on his junk?
I guess so.
Oh, man.
I really don't.
Unpleasant.
One last story, and it involves fire as well. A grass fire in Montana that scorched the bottom of Ravalli Hill Sunday afternoon was caused by an electrocuted bear falling from a power pole.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh, man.
The fire was reported around 2 p.m. The fire quickly was put out. It's believed to have been started when a bear climbed a power pole and was electrocuted and, I guess, set on fire and dropped down to the ground.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Viewers sent photos of a helicopter dropping water on the fire.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, two blood-covered, chainsaw-wielding men emerged from the bushes of a popular park in Toronto on Sunday morning, where witnesses said they screamed at, followed, and even lunged toward strangers while revving their deadly tools. The Toronto police confirmed that two people were arrested and two others injured when a large group of people were in a physical altercation involving at least one chainsaw near Toronto's Cherry Beach.
So where did the blood come from?
I don't know. Police have yet to release the suspects' names, the charges, or the nature and extent of any injuries. Chainsaws were not used as weapons in the fracas.
Oh, well, that's refreshing.
An investigation of the fight is ongoing, which means that few other details are available for police. First-hand accounts of what happened have been spreading like wildfire on social media. One video gave interested parties their first good glimpse of the chainsaw-wielding men in action. In the clip, two shirtless men are seen approaching a local windsurfing club. The bloodied men yell things as they approach people outside the club with their chainsaws buzzing the entire time. One man can be heard yelling, "Who hit me?"
That's the eternal battle between chainsaw people and windsurfers.
Despite the fast and heavy police response, people who frequented the beautiful beach and recreational trail are expressing concerns over how unsafe the area has become lately.
You know, I'm concerned about the chainsaw maniacs that live in the woods.
Some are blaming the incident on a growing tent encampment or several encampments that exist not only near Cherry Beach but all over the city of Toronto amid global pandemic and homelessness crisis. A Louisiana woman got the fright of her life when a tree near her home exploded after it was struck by lightning.
Whoa!
I saw a video of this. And it's wild, dude, because number one, it's a big tree. And Steve, it just turned, it explodes. It turns into splinters.
That's amazing.
It's home security footage. Sarah Ribardi unseemingly steps out onto her doorstep just moments before the blast. A bright flash, a thunderous crack cause her to duck and quickly retreat inside as the tree explodes, sending splinters flying in every direction. I mean, she could have been
killed
by this shrapnel flying at her. It's pretty wild. She said one step closer and it would have been seriously injured.
So she steps out and it's the neighbor's yard. The tree gets killed and the tree gets blown to bits, I should say. She came inches away from getting killed because a large piece of wood went flying right by her head.
And look at all that debris lying around. I mean, it's just...
What's the animal that goes running towards it?
That's a cat.
I don't know, but it runs towards the explosion, which
I'll fix it.
Pretty wild,
I got this. Don't worry.
Yeah, so local media reported several homes and vehicles were damaged in the incident, but no one was injured. She could have died from that easily.
Wow.
Here's the story out of Pennsylvania. State police in Somerset say a man was transported to Conemaugh Hospital Saturday after allegedly firing a shot through his finger while target practicing.
Was he aiming for his finger?
I don't know.
Because maybe he was successful then.
It's very small, and that might have been what he was trying to shoot. I don't know. Troopers say
I'm going to try to shoot my pinky.
He was trying to conduct a target practice at a private camp in Allegheny Township when he attempted to gain a better grip on the gun and unknowingly placed his left index finger in front of the muzzle.
How do you do that?
I guess he might have been lining his finger along the side of the barrel. I don't know. And he stuck it out too far. Authorities say the man fired a shot. It went through his finger, and the extent of the man's injuries are unknown. But,
I mean,
ouch.
Do you even tell anybody? Somebody saw it and probably came, no, it's okay, it's all right.
Yep. A family is laying down the law on their teenage son after they say he stole their Range Rover while they were on vacation and took it on a joyride. 14-year-old Angel Martinez said, I just wanted to drive, but I don't have a license, so I just took it. He said, I can wash the car, and I was like, I don't have anything to dry it, so I'm going to take it for a spin until it dries.
Well, he was just trying to come up with a creative way to drive it.
Well,
to dry it, I should say.
Angel was speeding in his North Phoenix neighborhood, disrupting his neighbors while his parents celebrated their anniversary in Las Vegas.
Well, it won't dry ride if you're not going fast enough.
Angel's family found out about the joyride after Phoenix police gave them a call, and their son had been in trouble a few times before.
He should have just gone down to the church.
So with no other options, that's where all the
riffraff hangs out, yeah.
So with no other options, it was time to clean house, and that they did. He said, according to his father Roman, he said, we got back to the house today. His room is 100% empty, and we are giving all of his stuff away.
Oof. I saw a picture of him out on the sidewalk on with his bed and his bureau and all his stuff up for grabs.
Oh my God.
He said for hours Angel sat on his bed with a sign that read, sorry I stole my parents' car and was speeding. Clothes, television, the bedroom set, they were all given away for free. Angel's belongings went as fast as the Range Rover he was driving. Now, while he'll be sleeping on the floor or maybe the couch for the foreseeable future, it is a lesson learned. Angel said it's kind of weird, but I do think it's a fair punishment.
So a punishment like that, I assume, would take, right? I mean, that's heavy duty.
I would hope so, man. Yeah. I mean, if you give all his stuff away, every bit of it.
Yeah.
Clothes, the whole deal.
It's not like they took away the Xbox for a month.
Right, exactly. Authorities responded to an apartment complex in Florida when an alligator wandered into a building and trapped some residents inside an elevator. Two deputies responded alongside a trapper when a call came in about an alligator inside a building at the Estero Park apartment complex. The sheriff's office said residents ended up trapped inside the elevator when they found the alligator blocking the door.
Still here.
Deputies responded and isolated the alligator until a certified trapper arrived and humanely removed the gator.
Still here.
The apartment complex community was
still here.
Extremely thankful for the deputies.
I'm still out here.
For the deputies' response. So, yeah, they were kind of cornered, and they didn't want to go.
Not going anywhere.
They didn't want to go anywhere, and so they stayed where they were. All right, and then one last story. Well-known acrobat and aerial performer Sam Panda, a female, was asked to leave the beach for violating the thong ordinance. And a video of her being handcuffed by police has gone viral.
I saw a picture of her in her thong. I don't know who would complain over that.
She's got a wonderful body.
Yes.
Both Horry County and Myrtle Beach governments prohibit thong bathing suits under an ordinance about indecent exposure on the beach. This law has been in place for years, and officers typically give a warning for the first offense. Sam Panda, originally from Pittsburgh, is well known for miraculously surviving a fall in Bali during a performance when she broke her neck in several places and damaged her spine. I vaguely remember this.
Well, nothing happened to her butt, clearly.
The fall was filmed, and Sam went viral by showing her strength and great attitude by smiling in a photo from the hospital bed. A video of Panda being handcuffed by a Myrtle Beach police officer and their lengthy discussion about her bathing suit was posted on her social media. She comments on the post, "A woman called the cops on me because of my bikini. That's how this all started." After the ordinance was shown to Panda, she came into compliance and was permitted to leave the beach without further incident. Myrtle Beach police said officers were initially called for a report of two women who were wearing thong bikinis and a see-through top who were, quote, dancing and soliciting videos on the beach. When the officers arrived, they spoke with the women to advise them of the ordinance related to nudity. And so, yeah, it led to all that. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File.
Nice.
Right, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.